thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time for the movie review with blind movie critic Jay Forry. Joining us from blindsidereviews.com all the way over there in America. Yeah, hello.
Hi, Simon. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks, Jay.
I'm getting ready. We're getting ready to do Academy Awards over here, and we're still talking about movies that could possibly win. And today we're doing two movies, and one of them actually is up for Academy Award, and the other one was back in back about a month ago, and we'll be talking about both of them in a second. It was possibly one of the front runners, and now kind of dropped off the face of the earth. So. You know how that goes, Simon. Sometimes you kind of drop off the face of the earth too, don't you?
That's just wishful thinking on your half.
I can't. Where's that Simon at? I can't find him anywhere.
Right. Well, we'll get straight on with it. Actually, the first of the movies that Jay's talking about is 20th Century Women. Certificate 15 opens today, and it's a comedy drama directed by Mike Mills. And it stars Annette Bening, it's got Elle Fanning, it's got Greta Gerwig and Billy Crudup and a few others. The story of three women who explore love and freedom in Southern California during the late 1970s.
Stop.
What?
Thinking that you know everything that's going on.
No, I don't. I just think that, you know, having your heart broken is a tremendous way to learn about the world.
I see the shapes. I remember thumb maps. I see the shore.
This is the really hard part. And then it gets better. And then it gets hard again. Do you think you're happy?
Seriously? Look, wondering if you're happy, it's a great shortcut to just being depressed.
No, I have no idea what to make of this.
Well, Simon, did you like the 1970s?
Yeah, they were all right.
I thought you were going to say you weren't even born yet. So,
I know, I slipped up there, didn't I?
Well, I was a kid, and so I kind of remember it. Well, actually, I was a teenager, I should say. So I remember. This film, it does. It takes place in California. In the 70s, and Annette Bening owns a house, or she rents out the rooms. She has a teenage son. She rents to Billy Crudup, Greta Gerwig, and Elle Fanning is an 18-year-old girl. And this is a comedy, a drama comedy, I want to say. And the boy has a crush on Elle Fanning. Okay. What guy wouldn't? What kid wouldn't? So she's 18 or 19 years old, and that's kind of the funny part. Otherwise, the boy gets some advice from the other women in the household, and it's just a really good drama with some comedy that is put in, because the movie can get kind of slow at times. The comedy breaks it up. Acting is great. This would be a best acting ensemble. Yeah, you know, I thought all four of the main characters were absolutely fantastic. That you mentioned their names. It takes place in the 70s, and I remember when I was watching it, I don't remember any of this happening in the 70s. Maybe it's just too long ago for me to remember. Of course, it's happened in California, and things are really different out there.
In what way?
Different than Florida, I can tell you that. It's sunny at both places, but. It's just, it's the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States. It's almost like two different countries, almost like Florida and the United Kingdom here. So,
do you think it's?
Go ahead.
Do you think it's a movie for blokes?
Well, it's one of those kind. This is an artsy film, and I call them an artsy fartsy film. So yeah, it's no action. Yeah, there's some comedy. It's no slapstick comedy like you normally see in the movie. It's worth seeing. I liked it. I enjoyed it. One of my main problems with this film is the editing. And this is For example, there'd be a party scene. All of a sudden, it would flip over, and all of a sudden, now there's an argument going on. I go, what happened to the ending? Could have they had something a little bit, make that transition a little bit less? But overall, I enjoyed the film. I liked acting, everything about it. And it's worth seeing if you like this type of movie, and I'll leave it at that. And oh, once again, this is not up for any Academy Awards, which I thought it should have been.
I think you like it because you're in touch with your feminine side.
Yeah, those 20th century women.
So what are you going to give it as a rating then?
Let's give it a B rating. Well, nothing extravagant. I enjoyed it. I thought it should be up for an Academy Award. Not my favorite films of the year, but it's up there in my top 20, we'll say.
What's the language like?
Not bad at all. Really, I actually was surprised. It's now there's some kind of sexually minor explicit stuff because, like I said, Elle Fanning, the boy has a crush on Elle Fanning, and you kind of see some stuff happening, but she doesn't like him, so nothing happens. She turns him down, so to speak. So we'll leave it at that. We don't want to ruin anything. Take away the fun here.
That sounds familiar.
Exactly.
You're listening to The Movie Review on RNIB Connect Radio with blind movie critic Jay Forty and Simon Pauley. We move on to the second of our movies for today, and it's Fences. Certificate 12A opens today as well. It's a drama directed by Denzel Washington, starring Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, and Stephen Henderson, and a working-class African-American father tries to raise his family in the 1950s while coming to terms with the events of his life.
Hey, Pop. Can I ask you a question? How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you're in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is?
Because you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. It's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. I ain't got to like you. Now, I don't give you everything I got to give you. I give you your life.
Seems a bit of a I like Denzel Washington, but it seems a bit of a dark movie, this, doesn't it?
You're right. Okay, first let me tell you what it's about. You kind of briefly touched on it. It takes place in the 50s. Denzel Washington's character has a wife, Viola Davis, and a son. And his in the 40s, he was supposed to be a baseball star. He loved baseball, but they didn't allow blacks to play in baseball at that time. And just at the time, when he's able, blacks are allowed to play in baseball. They said, he was too old to play, and he didn't get to play. So now he's bitter, and he's a crabby old man. And now it's in the 50s, and it shows his son is going to get a chance to be recruited to football for a football scholarship. And since he's bitter and, selfish, he squashes that idea. And now there's a disgruntled family there, the wife, the son, and him. And now, I'll be honest with you, this, believe it or not, I'd never heard of it. This is actually a play. In 1987, James Earl Jones played the part of Denzel Washington in the play Fences. And in 2010 in Broadway, Denzel Washington played the same character. I didn't even know that. So it was a famous play for the past 30 years. And it should have stayed a play. I think it'd be a good play. When you're watching a movie, you go, this doesn't feel like a movie. It feels like a play that somebody took a movie of. And it just does not come across very good. The whole film takes place in two rooms, two scenes, I should say, the backyard and inside the house. And I just didn't really care for it. It just feels kind of self-righteous, trying to make a point. And Viola Davis, and this is one thing that really gets to me, is actually up for an Academy Award. She does a great job as the mom. But she's up for supporting actress. She pushed to be put in a supporting actress because as a main actress for an Academy Award, she knew she didn't have a chance. And so now a lot of people are not going to vote for her as supporting actress because they know she pushed for that. And it kind of feels like she was cheating there to win this award.
Do you know, the awards are getting so overtaken with politics. Maybe it's always been this way, but it just sometimes you just wonder, what's the point?
You're right. It's gotten a lot worse. And it's funny, and we're kind of off the thing a little bit. You heard in the Grammy Awards over here, several people, Kanye West, your buddy Justin Bieber, they're saying the same thing. They're not going to the award show. They're overrated and this and that. Of course, maybe because they're not up for something, maybe that's a reason too. So, but you're correct. The award shows, they get to, yeah, it's politics involved. Exactly right. So this movie here, I didn't care for. No comedy, no action, two room scenes. I think the play, what I understand, is excellent, and it just feels like a movie of a play, quite honestly.
But you can't fault Denzel Washington's performance as well. He's always on the money, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, Denzel Washington, well, I guess the other thing, okay, Denzel Washington directs it. I think he did the best he could with this, and let me back up a little bit. You know, Arthur Miller did a play, Death of a Salesman. And they tried to make movies, a couple of movies, and none of them ever worked. I remember when I was in college, I saw the play, great. I saw a movie they tried to, it was absolutely terrible. And I think this comes along that line here. The play would be great. The movie just does not hit it. I didn't care for it. Somehow enough people did. It's up for Academy Award.
So what will you give us a rating then?
Simon, I'm going to give it a C rating. Not a bad film by any means, just not as good as what I think some people were saying. Good acting. Denzel Washington really plays an unlikable, stubborn, selfish guy, which he's really not. So he really does a great job. Not up for an Academy Award, though, but Viola Davis, like I said, is.
I'd like to play a role like that.
Oh, yeah, that way. Well, okay, I'm not going to go there.
Well, actually, people in the office.
I don't want to get you in trouble with your side.
Well, the people in the office actually thought I was actually rehearsing for a role the other day, though.
Oh, they thought you were trying out for a role?
Yeah,
as a stubborn guy?
A stubborn, unpleasant guy. Right now, between the two of them, which one is easier to follow with the dialogue? We've got 20th Century Women. And we've got Fences.
Actually, both these films are easy to follow, believe it or not. But I'm still going to give 20th Century Women because I like the movie better. They're both dialogue-driven films, so you can follow either one. But since I like 20th Century Women as a movie better, let's go with that.
And remember, if you want to find out where your nearest audio-described showing of a movie is, just log on to yourlocalcinema.com. Now, as Jafe said earlier on, the Academy Awards are almost upon us, so there's loads of stuff on Jay's website, and also that's linked to his Facebook page as well. You can leave a message. How do we get in touch?
Yeah, go to my website, blindsidereviews.com.
Well, I better let you get back to, you're going out jogging, you said?
I'm going to go jogging on my treadmill, yep, in the air conditioning and, with some water in front of me or whatever I've decided to put in my cup for that.
Oh, we had snow this week.
Oh, wow. Man, so if you jog, you have to jog in the snow.
Jog? What are you talking about?
What's that, huh?
you Americans and your fads. Jay, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for keeping us up to date with the movies, and we'll chat really soon.
Okay, we'll talk soon, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.